Federal experts are helping the state investigate rashes in Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The federal team arrived in the city last week. It's looking into possible connections between skin problems and the water in Flint. It's something lots of people have been wondering about. People in Flint have been reporting rashes since the city switched to the Flint River for its drinking water in April 2014. Elmer Jenkins lives in Flint with her two daughters and her two-year-old grandson, Zamir. She says he was taking baths in the water until last summer when they noticed he was scratching a lot.
And his skin was totally, from head to toe, was messed up. We took him to the doctor, and they said, stop taking, put him in the Flint water. So they sent him to a dermatologist to get his skin back together.
Ever since, she says, they've only been bathing him with bottled water. And she says she does the same thing herself. She doesn't shower in Flint water.
It had me itching. It breaks. Because my skin is sensitive, and I can't get in there anyway. I just pour a lot of water in out those jugs and fill them up and heat them up and throw them in, and then put it in the tub.
Jenkins says things have improved for her and her grandson.
His skin looks so much better now. He like a little kid.
The state of Michigan and the Environmental Protection Agency both say it's okay to bathe or shower in unfiltered water in Flint. But they say you should keep your kids from drinking the bathwater. Lately, Terry Malin has been wondering if her skin problems are because of something in the water. She teaches in the Mount Morris school system. In July 2014, she moved into a house in Flint.
And by the end of the month, my body was completely covered in a rash. My rash actually got infected on my feet, and I got sores, and I had to go to a wound clinic, which caused nerve damage, and I ended up not even being able to start teaching in the fall.
She ended up on long-term disability.
And it was very serious and very severe, and I was really ill, and I still walk with a cane.
She says none of the 10 doctors she's been to has been able to figure out what triggered her rash. But now, the state health department and this team of federal experts are investigating some of these rash complaints. Dr. Eden Wells is the chief medical executive with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
I've heard it from all sorts of age groups and all different folks from across the city. So we really would like to do everything we can to find out an answer.
She says they're looking into current rashes that people have gotten since the city switched back to Detroit water in October 2015.
Because of some concerns, if we've switched back to the original water source and we're getting the water as close back to as it was before April 2014, the issues of rashes seems to not have alleviated.
She says they don't have data on rashes that started before last fall. A health department spokeswoman confirmed that the state has not been tracking rash-related complaints until late January of this year. Dr. Wells says the state wanted help, and so they called in the four-person federal team. It's called ACE, or Assessment of Chemical Exposure. Captain Renee Funk is on the team.
It involves several parts. So one is questionnaires for anyone with a rash complaint. Then we do water testing of the water at their homes. And then we recommend that they see a primary care physician and also a dermatologist to try to get an accurate medical diagnosis about their rash.
Funk says then they'll analyze all that data and try to figure out what's going on. She hopes to wrap up the investigation by early spring. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.